Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Patreon post show. What's going on, Patreon? We're about to deep dive into what just happened on the last episode. Not really a cliffhanger on this one. Kind of like you actually achieved a thing. I'm very impressed.
You're impressed?
Wow.
What horrible things could have happened to us that I probably don't want to know about.
Yeah, that was great. So, thoughts, questions? Where are we at? What are you thinking?
Well, I kind of want to know. I'm still not 100% that the Freddy that we saw was real. Or
okay,
because like, yeah. I want to know where the heck he went, and if he was real, where did he go? And if not, were we being manipulated by the gas, the fog? We got to know.
Oh, does the gas have some sort of intelligence? Is what you're saying?
Oh. No, I'm thinking that somebody was tricking us into seeing Freddy, or something. Because I don't think the fog is intelligent. I think somebody is manipulating it. There's people, someone or some peoples who are doing that.
Okay. And you just in general think that Freddy was fake?
Yes, me personally. That's me, sure. Both as an Eddie thing and as a me thing.
I mean, if something can control what you see, taste, smell, hear, all that stuff, touch. Then saving a man from a building could be fake, technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be a flashback in a future episode of you guys like pulling nothing out of the ground. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
I keep thinking like something pushed Eddie when he was at the machine. So maybe it was like something exploding and the force knocked him back or something. And he saw it as a guy.
It's possible.
I really, really want to go after that visual hallucination machine.
I know. Me too. I feel
like that's going to be a big one.
When we do. Because I'm going to have to lick the wall to see if it's a monster or a normal tunnel. And I'm not super looking forward to that.
It won't taste good.
All we got.
Right. Here's what I'm confused about with taste. Yeah. I mean, you turned off the taste thing, computer, and all of a sudden everything starts tasting super bland. I mean, it's very interesting. So it enhanced the taste in a good way because so far everything had been up to that point tasting pretty okay. And this affected the entire town because we had eaten candy in the pharmacy before.
Yep.
So all food quality just tastes like nothing.
everything tastes terrible.
But I'm wondering if we were expecting it to be bad. Tasting
back on, right? I mean, if it's altering taste, then that means it could also technically alter something that's not meant to taste good. Like if we eat human or something. I'm like, wow, this is the best meat I've ever had.
Is that it's human in a can?
When you were like, yeah, this is labeled protein. I'm like, it's people. Fern was eating people and not beans.
They're bean shaped. I mean, they look like baked beans. If it helps you.
Sure.
They look like baked beans.
They're people.
But really, it's little finger pieces.
They're baked bean shaped people, dude.
You don't know what it looks like. We don't know if it looks like baked beans or if it looks little fingernails. We don't know.
You truly have no idea. That's what makes it so weird. You're also discovering some things about this place that are interesting. That it appears to be just like your hometown, but is not like your hometown. There are locations and things that don't exist. Like there's something under the school in this world. There's there's time is out of whack. Like Fern clearly met Philip long ago before Philip was in this bunker for 5 years. So I don't know how that works.
What if
the
edge of the world isn't really the edge of the world? We're just seeing it as that.
Because they're trying to keep us inside.
Yeah, because they don't want us to go that way.
Yeah, you should go jump off.
Yeah.
test it.
It'd be a very Eddie thing to do.
There's a centralized
stuff. It's Fly Guys to learn.
Because someone's manufacturing this food.
Sure.
Like, who's manufacturing this generic food?
Well, at one point it was manufactured. It definitely was manufactured at some point.
It's not human. Mm-hmm. It's not like people stuff. It's not like a fake candy bar that says candy on it. I mean, that's fake. Or like protein. You don't buy protein in the grocery store.
Yeah, it's very weird how this got there.
Yeah, that is very weird. But I mean, Philip was, he's been confined to this bunker. Was it him that went down these stairs? Because he came from above. Like, why would he suddenly be there? Maybe he was hiding down there the whole time with us.
Maybe.
We didn't really investigate
his appearance is weird. And he's also split up from Frank and the other guy. I can't remember his name. It was like Justin or something. Or James, maybe. It was another guy. And this time frame takes place after Fern came face to face with the monster in the fog and saw the arm being eaten.
This is at least 4.8 years after. At least.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so then Fern
That's how long he's been there. Is at least 4 years.
I thought this was maybe like weeks or something. Okay.
Yeah, it's like all your stuff was way in the past, and then because we got the footprints and the burn mark outside still, so like our timeline is still linear or whatever.
Yeah. So whenever you visited when you were in the car, it was before the moment you're at now. When you visited the car, you fought that beast. So it clearly was missing a talon when you saw it. The burn mark is there from when you drove to the ranger station. And you also are now not only some time after that, but not too far where your footprints still can't be seen in the dust, but you are now also an equally long amount of time after when you first visited.
So what I've been wondering is that how is this all going to wrap up at the end to help us with our big problem back in the other world? We get out, I guess, because it's almost like, oh, we're here. There's some fog machines. Let's mess them up, I guess.
Right.
What else are we going to do?
I get it. Also, remember that you have a battery charging this thing. And eventually,
We should probably go.
Eventually you do need to head home or else it's just going
to
shut down.
I always just kind of assume that time function differently here. We're like, we're experiencing time normally in here, but outside in the real world, it's just like a second or something.
It could be. What you do know is that enough time has passed that battery could be dying.
Yeah. We don't want that.
How much time we need to spend? Like, I don't know. Like, do we need to go back and then go back in, or what's the best way to use our time? Are we getting anything done here? Like, seems like we need to go talk to Future Fern. Maybe she knows something, or maybe not. Doesn't seem like anybody knows anything.
Future Fern. Holy crap! That is all Fern wants to do is meet Future Fern, and I am also really big into that. But dang, that would be cool.
Yeah, there's definitely a Fern in this reality who is older, but also there's a possible Shadow Fern, and none of these guys recognize or know the name Alistair, at least from what you can tell from everyone you've talked to so far.
Well, Alistair didn't seem to know about the world either when I asked about him.
Yeah, when you asked Freddy about who was here, Freddy told you there's Philip, Wang, John, Frank, and the girl. And then Freddy too. There's six people that he knows of. It's weird that Freddy would call the girl if it was old Fern. So yeah, you don't really know what's going on there, but there are at least six people here, none of them named Alistair.
Hmm.
Hmm. Philip.
I just thought Alistair, because Philip and Alistair have a little bit of a similar accent.
Billy sure. D. No, that guy had just a crazy person accent. He was all over the place.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just wacky.
Wagadoodle.
I don't know what we're going to do with that guy.
Probably leave him there. I mean, really, what use is he going to be? I mean, he might be able to, like, take us to other people, but he's so scared of leaving this place that also,
he's trying to kill you.
Yeah, he keeps trying to kill Fern. That's not fair.
Yeah. That's just rude.
That's why we didn't load the gun.
Also, he didn't pay any attention to me, which is upsetting.
Yeah, he was he only cared about Fern, mostly because Fern, in some way, he believes, is responsible for him losing his arm.
Right.
He's not too thrilled about any of that.
Ultimately, we came here hoping to find answers, and so I'm just wondering where we need to go to try to get answers.
Of course, yeah.
Who's got him?
The thing is that you're slowly shutting down the functioning aspects of this world. The question you should be asking yourself is not necessarily how this relates to the orbs, but why anyone would make machines here and why this world exists and what the purpose of it, like why make it look like the way it does? Why do these machines exist? What is the purpose here? It definitely exists for a reason. All this stuff here serves a purpose, but what purpose and why would it exist? What is the reasoning behind it? Unlock that, I guarantee you'll unlock how it connects to the balls.
We're gonna find the time goddess Fern, who's made this dimension, her pocket dimension.
Time from her goddess Fern.
She's like, welcome everyone. Like title. Closed down and like draped the cloth, like welcome.
Howdy, y'all. And then you have to,
yeah, and then because she's the god of the realm, she sprouts one wing and you have to fight her, and it'll be, you know, it's very nice.
No.
Does somebody make this world look like this on purpose? Why would they do that? It looks awful.
Exactly. Why? Why would they do any of this? There's definitely some reasoning to all this.
To train us. I don't know.
Goddess Fern. yeah, there's definitely something about this. And it depends on how deep you dive into this world. With that said, though, there is the Secret Seven on the outside who do not seem to be connected to this at all. They don't seem to be connected to this realm at all. They just seem to want to get the orbs away from the four of you.
Yeah.
They were involved somehow, and they knew Frank. I mean, they knew those Alistairs were.
They definitely
were involved with like the creation of the rings and stuff, right? Because they were testing to make sure that it worked.
They were involved.
So they had that connection.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the dudes that were being ordered around by the Alistairs suffered, and the Alistairs got away scot free because we haven't seen an Alistair here.
Yeah, it's almost like the guys who were working hands-on with these orbs are all here, and the Alistairs, who are sort of like their supervisors, are on the outside. Or at least that's what you know so far, because clearly there's only ever been one Alistair, technically, and only when the world ends do these Alistairs, thanks to having a ring, end up not dying.
Nice.
So clearly it's happened a bunch, but what's interesting is that all of the guys in here seem to retain their memories. They know of all the information that's happened so far. So the real question is, how long have they been stuck in here?
Yeah.
Since when exactly? I'm pretty sure you have your answers. I think you know how long they've been stuck here.
I think we should try to bring him out.
Yeah, you can. You could bring this guy out in the real world. You can do that.
Not that guy. Not this guy. It'd be Freddy.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of want to bring Phil. He was playing along pretty well with my my pantomime.
Yes, he was crazy.
Yeah, I don't like Phil. We should hang out with him.
The first thing we'll do next time is we will roll at the very, very beginning to determine how much battery time is left. I'll let you all roll that, and I'll choose the average of how long is left on your battery. And from that point, we can determine what you want to do, whether you want to like stick around, whether you want to go back. But I definitely promise you that one of the main things you're going to learn from all this is why all the Alistairs don't know about this place. But you definitely can figure out, at least for right now, that they have no clue. And so following this path, you're going to figure out why. I'll give you that
Fern's answer. An Alistair. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I hope not.
Think about it. You take away the F and also the E. No, but wait. And also the N. And then you have ER, and then you put that at the end of Alist, and you get Alistair.
It's Alist.
Oh my God! Last, I feel like the last ER
we're missing there. Maybe
that's fine. No, it makes sense. Think about it.
Makes sense.
So I'm thinking outside the box.
Although Alistair is spelled A L A S A T A I R S, so like Alistair. Instead of
so you just take the R in Fern and then you put it at the end. And then you get Alistair.
Yeah, you figure you've really cracked this code. You've really cracked the code, man.
Change the F to an A, the E to a list, and the R, and then you just get rid of the N, and then it's Alistair. Yeah.
So one thing I was concerned about with the fog is with the fog, is the fog the same thing as the fog in like the forest? So like when we were in the forest, is that the hallucination area?
Exact same fog. Yep. It's the exact same fog. The forest is that's where sight is. And the dot, you can't tell whether it's in the forest or it's in the compound. But it's in between. So if you like, we're looking at a map, where you're at right now is the ranger station. That is taste. Up in the mountain is sound. And then down the other side of the mountain is sight. And then out in the lake is smell, and the school is touch.
Okay, got it.
Yep. So it definitely is like the forest is a very big area for all of this. So when you're out in the forest, who knows?
Found taste, the worst sense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, depending on who you are.
Taste, dude. Taste gives me like donuts and stuff.
Oh yeah, that is true. Damn
it. Right. Octo's one of those people that's like, I only eat for caloric intake.
Yeah, that's me. Just give me nutrition. Please give me my nutrition.
I'm constantly training. I only require proteins and nutrients.
If you could set me up with one of those like gerbil feeders where you know you just get the nutrient paste.
Right.
What fucking do it?
Yeah.
I hear it out there, tech moguls, make it happen.
I love food. Don't make it happen. Yeah. Please.
No, don't listen to them. Fine. Then you know what? I will be the most efficient human.
Right. Yes. You're definitely from this planet. Yes, human.
Absolutely. Oh, of course.
All right, Quark.
I love being from Earth. It's the best.
Uh-huh. with my fellow mankinds. I love them so
much. Post show. I'm sorry, JP.
I'm hungry. When are we going to stop? Wrap this up. Come on.
I hungry too.
I need my nutrient paste.
I guess that's it for now. When is our next episode? Do we know? Or do we have one more? Or is everyone? What's people's schedule like? What's your schedule like?
Good next week.
I'm free next week.
Awesome. Ken, you good? You good, baby?
I mean, maybe we're having a baby soon, so we'll see.
Oh yeah!
Amazing. We got a baby on the way, asshole.
Wow. We got so many babies.
When'd she do?
The end of the month, but it could come early. Oh, so I'm like, you never know.
Oh yeah. Wow! Yeah,
could it be a Christmas baby? A Christmas baby?
Yeah,
they're on Christmas.
They get combined birthday and Christmas presents.
Oh, that's perfect
for overlap. Kids love that.
That's the worst.
Yeah. That's the best.
No, not for you, Dad. That's great for you. That's just like, yeah, yeah. Merry birthday.
My mom's birthday is on Mother's Day a lot. And so I'm just like, hey, come buy presents. She's like, uh-uh. She's like, no. That's not happening.
All right. Well, that's it for us. If there is a show next week, you'll hear about it. But thank you so much. Follow all of these amazing people on the Tweetsters. Also, go and follow all their streams and their lives. And I don't know, like, go apply to work for Morgan, I guess, is the answer there.
we have and, an office now.
Yeah. And that's it for us. So we'll see you guys next time. Thanks so much for watching and supporting this show. They're shirts, y'all. They're shirts, and they're amazing. And you need to go buy them. They're so cool. I expect to see you at conventions and things wearing them. You know what? No, send us your photos. Send us your photos. We were like, look at my shirt. Let us know how it changed your life. I'm gonna put it out there. This shirt is life changing. When you put it on, you're going to feel just like Eddie when he puts on his plus one to body Megadeth shirt.
That I've just never used.
That he's never used. You'll actually use these shirts. Don't be an Eddie. Use your shirt is what I'm going to say.
Don't be an Eddie. Actually, just in general, don't be an Eddie.
Don't be an Eddie.
He sucks.
No.
But that's it. Thank you so much, and we will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.